The mayor's giving me financial advice right now. Don't do that now. We won't do that on the air. But thank you. I appreciate that. It's the mayor of College Station.
Well, she stays and talks.
We're trying to do a little radio program here.
We were.
You know, it's interesting because Ben came in, and we'll talk to Ben a little bit later. Ben apparently got a chance to ask a question of Carol Burnett last night.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll see.
A matter of fact,
what did he ask her?
I'm not going to.
Do you have the intro ready?
Nah. I don't have time, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think Ben was just walking by. We'll see.
Let me see if I can grab him.
Okay, is that him right there? Yeah.
Go tackle him.
Good morning, Brian. Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie, we're trying to find Ben. Have you seen him?
Sure.
Okay.
1 second.
All right. I think we found him. Maybe he's in his office. Yeah.
I think the mayor was just sticking around because she was hoping for some free donuts.
Well,
he's getting financial advice from the mayor, too, apparently.
Okay, today was not the day. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe he'll come into the studio.
I asked him to step in.
Yes, okay. He's going to step in just a moment. And in the meantime, remember, I hate to start a conversation with Kat when Ben's coming in the room.
Oh,
it scares me to death because it means it's surefire. I will lose
radio
the rest of the show.
Gold.
That's not true.
It's surefire radio gold. Look, I got a board meeting at 9, so
can we
make
okay,
this
all right,
quick
we'll do
here?
Your thing there first then. Okay, right. So you got a chance to talk to Carol Burnett last
yes,
night.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I was so glad we had this time together.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. How long was the show?
It was gold, whatever it was.
Okay, I just wondered if you did.
Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
No
intermission?
No intermission.
Okay.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
You know,
what did she say?
Everything.
Lots of stuff.
Everything.
But Ben had a question
at
the
end. Yeah, I did. I asked her how she got the team together. I said, you know, I know that you and Tim were stars when you walked on there, but Vicki Lawrence, Lyle Wagner, Harvey Korman, did you pick those people out? How did they get there? What was the story? And the coolest story of all was the Vicki Lawrence one. Did you know that?
That's an awesome story.
That was her first job out of high school. Being on the Carol Burnett show.
First job, network television. At a high school. Not bad.
What was it, because she could impersonate Carol Burnett very well?
She wrote Carol Burnett a letter, said, everybody thinks I look and act just like you, and I really want to get in showbiz someday. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in the Miss Firecracker or Fireball contest tonight at my school, or, you know, on this date at my school. And she sent it to CBS. It took them 3 weeks to get it to Miss Burnett, and Miss Burnett looked at it, and it was the day of the Miss Fireball contest.
Wow.
So she called Vicki Lawrence, said, okay, are you good with your bit? You're good with your show? You happy with it? Yeah, I'm going to be really good tonight. And she said, okay, well, I'm going to come see you. She did.
She did, and that was it. That's the gig.
That was the audition.
That's a home run for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Lyle was because he was hunky, and Harvey Korman was a famous second banana, she said.
You know, Lyle Wagner has a company now called Star Wagons.
Of course.
What it is it's the customized trailers that they use for stars.
Really?
On sets.
Like the kind that the race car driver went into to beat up the other guy?
Well, if you will, I guess that's probably right.
Well said, Cap.
Yeah.
As Cap breaks our dreams.
Yes, once again.
As we move along from moments of magic to the world of violence that Catherine McMullen lives in.
Just the news.
Remember, there's nothing more traditional than a Thanksgiving turkey, but if you're not a fan, and there are many who aren't.
I am not.
Or you want to skip the white meat or the dark meat or the stuffing or any of that other stuff, then Baskin-Robbins.
Grew up on a farm. I know turkeys.
That's right. Baskin-Robbins has a cake for you. It's the turkey cake. And it's backed by popular demand.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to talk about tofurkeys.
No, we've done a tofurkey here. That was not good. Anyway. No.
It actually was good. It was just creepy.
It was, yeah, it was.
They
it
looked
was,
nasty.
It was just creepy.
This is an ice cream cake disguised as a turkey. Each one serves up to 12 people, goes for suggested retail value of $32.99 for those who are looking for just the right novelty. Baskin-Robbins also offers individual turkey legs made of sugar cones sold in pairs at a suggested retail of $7.99. So there you are. Go to your nearest Baskin-Robbins and bask in that for Thanksgiving.
I would do that before I do a turkey.
I understand.
Unless it's fried.
Am I the only person here that loves turkey?
No, I like turkey.
Okay.
I like fried turkey, but that's about it.
Now, see, that's a good way to burn your house down. That's all I'm saying. Have you seen the
I have. It's
All
a great party, too,
yeah.
though.
All one of the most commercial about a guy burning
You get a
down.
Cajun to do a turkey fry, that's a good time.
Just stories. All right, now, this is kind of interesting. I had not heard this. This is one more angle on the David Petraeus thing. The question, how David Petraeus and Paula Broadwell emailed without emailing. First of all, we were talking about this at the house. How do you have time to send thousands of emails? Don't you have a life to live?
No, she doesn't. She's retired.
Well, but I'm talking about the general, you know? That's what I mean. Yeah, I understand the...
Well, there was an ulterior motive there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. Okay, David Petraeus may have made a career of keeping secrets, but the ones that pertain to him just keep on leaking out. The latest split in the affair between the CIA director and his biographer, Paula Broadwell, show exactly how the twosome kept in touch via email. And it's a trick used by Al-Qaeda.
What?
Yep. Apparently, Broadwell and Petraeus set up a joint email account that they never actually sent emails to. They would just save unsent messages to one another in a drafts folder.
So then you could open that folder and without any back and forth.
Right. The recipient, if you will, would just log on and read what was written.
Wow.
And again, a technique that is so clever that it's been used by Al-Qaeda, FBI.
And now everyone in College Station is.
Well, that's fine. You know, I just... So is that why they made him director of the CIA? Because he knew that kind of stuff? All right. Washington State woman says that somebody stole $900 from her car while she was helping the victims of a two-vehicle collision.
Really?
Peggy Ray said she was taking the money to her landlord. She went to help out, and they stole money out of her car. Wow.
That's uncool.
Hey, get this. Now, pornography is against the law in India, but that's not stopping Playboy from invading the country. One of my favorite websites, Weird Asia News, reports that India's first Playboy club will open its doors in the city of Goa. But to keep the whole thing legal, female employees will not be allowed to wear the bunny outfits.
Go on.
A spokesman for Playboy Lifestyle says, bunnies are an integral part of the Playboy clubs. However, for obvious reasons of Indian morality and sensibilities, we can't follow the traditional costumes that Playboy bunnies are associated with.
So they're opening a bar.
Yeah, I think that's
probably
what
it amounts to.
And again, do they wear like a Harvey costume where it's a full bunny and all you can see is their face? Company plans to open 120 more clubs, hotels, cafes, and shops over the next decade. I don't know if that's all going to be right there or not. Prince Charles' birthday today, is that right?
Yes.
Happy 64 to him. The prince avoided a stinky fate during a visit to New Zealand. Police nabbed an elderly man who admitted plans to hurl horse manure at the British Royal.
Oh, poo bomb.
I've never heard that before. Sam Bakanov, whom the police called a known anti-royalist, told reporters he had mixed manure and water into a porridge-like substance.
Oh, God.
He said he was angry over the privilege that Charles had because he was a royal. So he was going to throw some poo on him because of that. Obviously, because we know his name and we know what he was going to do, he wasn't able to do that. But, yeah, there you are. All right, it's 9 till.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
Mad Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Heavy Duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 7 minutes till. Gosh, would you ever think that you want to live in the house that David Hasselhoff owns? Oh, man.
What?
Who could ask for more?
Well, I don't know. Just the size of that house would limit it for me.
Do you have to wear a mustache to live there?
I don't know. Zillow.com reports that he has put his five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath colonial home in Encino, California on the market.
He doesn't have a mustache.
Oh, are you kidding? He at least at some point in his life has had a huge, mongous, no kidding, I look like I'm from Afghanistan mustache.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah. Yeah. Beards and stuff. He's a hairy guy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know him. I've only seen like one picture of him.
Are you kidding me?
David Hasselhoff? Why would I
from Baywatch. He hasn't had facial hair. I'm looking now.
Are you sure?
All right. Let's have it. All right. Let's have a throwdown right now. Property sits on 1.5 acres. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was about to say, I don't care. But
there's not one picture in Google Images of him with any facial hair
at all.
So
there.
Well, that's
all
because
right.
Someone has gone through, they anticipated this conversation and deleted out all of the pictures.
Oh, here we go with the tinfoil hats again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, get this. The Pennsylvania high school hockey officials have sparked controversy by suggesting teams do away with singing the national anthem because it takes too much time.
Oh, good.
So,
gravy.
Hockey's more important?
Well, no, it's just that they're renting the ice rink for $300 an hour. So they want to, you know, that 1 minute or 2 minutes for the national anthem is just not worth
and
it.
Where is it?
This is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a chance because they have to play both of them someplace where you have to play the Canadian anthem, too.
Yeah, no, not here. Pennsylvania High School Hockey. High School Hockey. Okay. GQ showing off their Men of the Year issue. It's definitely a woman, however, gracing the cover, Rihanna. Tweeted out the photo of the mag, which features her dressed only in a black leather jacket. Meanwhile, lots of big names have made the cut. The headline promises Channing Tatum, Ben Affleck, Quentin Tarantino, Usain Bolt, and the gang who put us on Mars are all getting accolades. Some guys from Mars that control people, you know, he's an Aggie.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yep, good grief.
I'm just telling you. Well, what? Was there a Baylor Bear there? I don't know nothing about that.
Well.
Just saying.
There are bears everywhere.
Okay,
you just
today,
never know.
That's right.
When they're going to strike.
It's this week in court shamings now. You know, we already heard the story about the lady who had to stand on the sidewalk in Cleveland, right? With the sign that said only an idiot would drive on this. Okay, so we saw that picture of her. I saw a picture of her. She had sunglasses on and her hat pulled down over her face. But
like,
there have been others.
Like you do.
Exactly. There have been others. In Utah, the mother of a 13-year-old Utah girl chopped off her daughter's ponytail in court in order to reduce the daughter's community service sentence. The teen had landed in court in May because she and another girl used dollar store scissors to cut off the hair of a 3-year-old they had befriended at McDonald's.
What?
Again, this girl was 13. They cut the hair off the 3-year-old. And so, well, just because they got nothing else to do, I suppose. And so mama had to cut her daughter's hair. In Houston, Daniel and Eloise Morales were convicted of stealing more than $265,000 from the Crime Victims Fund in Harris County. In addition to restitution and jail time, the Houston couple sentenced to stand in front of the local mall for 5 hours every weekday for 6 years.
Wow.
With a sign reading, I'm a thief. Let's make sure they do the whole 6 years.
Absolutely.
All right. Evelyn Broder and her daughter, who's 35, caught stealing a gift card from a child inside a Walmart, the Bedford County DA said he would recommend probation instead of jail time because the woman stood in front of the courthouse holding signs that said, I stole from a 9-year-old on her birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't steal or this could happen to you. I like that.
Yeah.
There you go. Let the punishment kind of fit the crime.
Absolutely.
At least as best we can. Indiana man is accused of crashing his car into a house and then offering the occupants dinner.
Hey, it's on me. 41-year-old William Kesey allegedly downed 5 beers before slamming his Mustang into an Indianapolis home. Police said that when he asked the homeowner, "You want some pizza?" The married couple with 4 children, nobody hurt. He says, "Just trying to be friendly." Okay. So there you go. Oh, and Middle America's favorite pizza chain has been slapped with a $250 million class action suit for sending spammy little text messages to its customers without their permission. That'd be Papa John's.
Papa John's.
This is probably not good. Plaintiffs say that sometimes they receive 15 or 16 text messages in a row.
Holy cow.
Now, see, you got to hold the company accountable who's doing that. Yeah. Whoever's doing your blast.
And somebody
there
made that choice. It's not like the whole company should suffer from one person's, that, you know, that person should suffer.
Well, that's a subcontract. Contracted company.
Yeah, right, exactly. The name of the company, let me see, is On Time For You. You know what? They're going to have problems getting new customers. On Time For You. So don't do that. Kirstie Alley got voted off. A big old girl, you know, who danced.
Well, she was the one that had the worst odds. You announced it on Monday.
She was a long shot on that. So anyway, haven't seen it. Don't know much about it, but I know it's out there. Another day, another reality show about the Pennsylvania Amish community. Do you realize those people are still without power? Oh, I'm sorry. The Discovery Channel.
That was so bad.
The Discovery Channel says the new series Amish Mafia will be about a small group of men who protect the and maintain the peace and order within the Amish in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Amish Mafia. That,
since the Amish distrust outsiders, including law enforcement, they get people from within the community to serve as their peacemakers.
He thinks you ought not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. He thinks you'll take you on a buggy ride. So that means they basically serve as the police, the judge, and the jury. The series will debut on December the 12th on Discovery.
That's selfish. Thou shalt swim with the fishes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, gosh.
And while we're on the subject, the season finale of TLC series Breaking Amish had around 3.2 million people watching. The series is the network's most highly rated new series so far.
Isn't that basically the corruption of the Amish kid?
Yeah.